Hello, this is Pat, and today I'm reading from 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 1 to 12. In the course of time, Absalom provided himself with a chariot and horses, and with 50 men to run ahead of him. He would get up early and stand by the side of the road leading to the city gate. Whenever anyone came with a complaint to be placed before the king for decision, Absalom would call out to him, "What town are you from?" He would answer, "Your servant is from one of the tribes of Israel." Then Absalom would say to him, "Look, your claims are valid and proper, but there is no representative of the king to hear you." And Absalom would add, "If only I were appointed judge in the land, then everyone who has a complaint or case would come to me, and I would see that they receive justice." Also, whenever anyone approached him to bow down before him, Absalom would reach out his hand, take hold of him, and kiss him. Absalom behaved in this way towards all the Israelites who came to the king asking for justice. And so he stole the hearts of the people of Israel. At the end of 4 years, Absalom said to the king, "Let me go to Hebron and fulfill a vow I made to the Lord. While your servant was living at Geshur in Aram, I made this vow. If the Lord takes me back to Jerusalem, I will worship the Lord in Hebron." The king said to him, "Go in peace." So he went to Hebron. Then Absalom sent secret messengers throughout the tribes of Israel to say, "As soon as you hear the sound of the trumpets, then say, 'Absalom is king in Hebron.'" 200 men from Jerusalem had accompanied Absalom. They had been invited as guests and went quite innocently, knowing nothing about the matter. While Absalom was offering sacrifices, he also sent for Ahithophel the Gilonite, David's counsellor, to come from Gilo, his hometown. And so the conspiracy gained strength, and Absalom's following kept on increasing. Absalom is manoeuvring to become king. I thought I'd be talking about manipulation and intrigue today, but as I read through the scripture a second time, I saw a clear example of the importance of maintaining relationships. Absalom has a plan to divert people away from David. In verse 6, it says that he stole the hearts of the people. You would think that David would notice that he was not getting many visits or complaints, but for one reason or another, he didn't think to follow it up. So the people thought that Absalom cared more for them than David did. This has made me think about my own relationship with God and others, how important it is to spend time with God in the Word and in quiet times. God would never leave us, but it is easy for our hearts to become cool. And also the importance of working at our human relationships, family, colleagues, friends, and church family. Lord, thank you that you show us the ultimate relationship in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that right from the beginning, your desire was for relationship with Adam and Eve, and now your desire is for relationship with your people, with us, each one of us, Lord. Lord, help us to spend time with you because we love you and we want to know you more and not out of a sense of obligation or pressure. Thank you for the people you have put around us. Help us to make strong relationships to support each other and care for each other and love each other as you would, Lord. Amen.